course, tell your mother that we said welcome back to Teaneck as well. Just a few comments about how we practice shofar, the modern era. Of course, the Gemara talks about the fact that there are groups of people that aren't obligated to shofar, the chere shote v'katan, and because it's a mitzvah sase shazman drama, women are not obligated. It's already been many centuries from the time that women basically obligated themselves in the mitzvah of shofar, which is why, unlike, you know, any other mitzvah sase shazman drama, you see an entire community, you know, coming around in terms of choreography to be able to enable women to perform this mitzvah, even though technically they're not obligated in the mitzvah. This is not an American phenomenon. My grandfather, Zichron Levracha, used to tell me that his mother went to shul twice a year. Women very commonly did not go to shul in Europe, and she went to shul the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah to hear the shofar being blown. So we go to great lengths to blow the shofar for people, women, men, basically the same, in the hospital. The question does come up in terms of the bracha, though, because women fundamentally are not obligated. So we do have a principle in the halacha that even though somebody has been yotzei the mitzvah of shofar, they can be motzi acherim, yotzei motzi, and to make a bracha on their behalf. But let's say it's only a group of women. At that point, it would be better, assuming that the women can say the bracha, they're not going to be embarrassed. Sometimes you have people who are very self-conscious about saying the bracha, but it would be better for one of the women, as long as she's able to say the bracha, to say v'shachiyanu as well. Again, fundamentally, she's not obligated, so you're not going to have a woman who's going to blow the shofar on behalf of a man because she's not obligated and he is. If you have a woman and you have only a group of women and she's the only one who knows how to blow the shofar, so she should blow the shofar for them because they're obligated on the same level. In other words, they can opt in to perform this mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Now, what about the question of kavanas? Every single year, I make the same announcement before we start blowing the shofar, which is that everybody should have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah of shofar. So is that really necessary? Is it like kind of a grandstanding? Because there are many mitzvos, so where we end up paskening mitzvos einan tzrichos kavana. You really don't need to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. For example, the Rambam says, I think I mentioned it the other night, if somebody happens to get mugged right on the night of the 15th of Nisan, and you have a very unusual mugger who doesn't want your wallet, but he just wants to put matzah down your throat, you can still fulfill the mitzvah of matzah that way, okay? So, you know, he's the matzah mugger. That works, even though you didn't have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah. But when it comes to the mitzvah of shofar, we actually paskin mitzvahs trichos kavanah. So clearly, it depends on what the nature of the mitzvah is. If a mitzvah masis, if it's just an action-oriented mitzvah, eating the matzah, so maybe kavanah, even if the optimal person should have kavanah and understand what the matzah was all about, matzah zoshanu ofen al shema. But technically speaking, one doesn't actually need to have the kavanah. When it comes to the mitzvah of shofar, you can't really be yotze the mitzvah without understanding what the mitzvah is all about. And that is true of a number of mitzvahs, but particularly when it comes to shofar, the entire point of the mitzvah of shofar, as we know, it's supposed to be mala or zichroneinu letova. It's an element of tefillah in its own right. So that makes a lot of sense that we should have to have kavanah as far as the mitzvah of shofar is concerned. So there is an assumption in halacha that the Baal Tokea has everybody in mind. Okay, so it's really more important that I should tell the people in the tzibor, you have to have kavanah to be yotzei with the Baal Tokea, because we understand that his role, the Baal Tokea, it's by default that he has kavanah for everybody who's in the room, and really anybody who can hear the shofar. But it is very important for everybody to tap into that kavanah who's hearing the shofar. So the one last question that we have to deal with is, let's say you're talking about somebody who's not in the room itself, somebody who's passing by. Remember when I was a kid, this happened to me once, well before my bar mitzvah. I was walking to shul one Rosh Hashanah. It was back in the days before shuls were fortresses. You could just kind of walk in. So there's a little kid. I was walking into the shul, and they were blowing the shofar. I was actually standing outside the shul, but I could hear the shofar pretty well. So let's say I was obligated. What would the status of that tzkiyah shofar be? So in fact, from the standpoint of the Baal Tokea, our assumption is he has kavanah not just for the people in the room, but anybody who can hear the shofar, okay? So as long as I had a kavanah, I could theoretically be yotzei. But that raises a separate question, because the Gemara wants to know, when it comes to the sound of the shofar, it talks about it in a very fascinating case, if somebody blows a shofar into a bor, or into a dus, which is a kind of a pit in the ground. So the question that the Gemara talks about, in kol shofar shama yatsa, do you hear the sound of the shofar, or a kol havara, do you hear the sound of maybe an echo or sort of a mixed up jumbled sound? So I couldn't really tell you whether or not somebody out in the hall could be yotzei the mitzvah shofar, because it would really depend on what it sounded like. If they're hearing the sound of the shofar clearly, they probably yotzi see the mitzvah. If it's not really the sound of the shofar, but they're hearing a jumble of echoes and different things, they're probably not yotzi the mitzvah of shofar. It's an interesting test to do. This came up in a very unusual way last year. Some of you may remember, there's all kinds of discussions, talk about things that were not scientifically tested, but the idea of putting the mask on the shofar. Anybody remember this? We had this discussion about putting the mask on top of the shofar. Are we going to mask the shofar? Are you going to mask the pulse? Okay. So there was an idea that some people had, we'll put a mask on the shofar. That will, you know, stop the spread of the aerosols. And nobody actually tested this scientifically, but they thought they were going to do this. But then the question became, well, if you do that, does that render the shofar incapable of producing the normal kol shofar? Or does that render it a kol havaras? It's actually interesting. That you could test out pretty well. You obviously blow the shofar without the mask, you blow the shofar with the mask, and you see that it's basically the same sound. So most people were comfortable with the idea that that was actually a kol shofar, even though it was a masked shofar. The question is a scientific medical question, whether that did anything to reduce aerosols, that I don't think was ever firmly established, so we didn't do that at all. We just had the Baal Tokea stand a little bit further away, which is a much better way, I think, of addressing the medical issue that was involved, rather than relying on, you know, these kinds of contraptions that nobody's actually tested in a scientific way. So Mir Tzeshem will be able to have a regular tekiah shofar in the sense of, you know, people blowing the shofar in a normal fashion without the mask. Some vaccines have made an enormous difference, even though, of course, you know, we're dealing with many different things right now. But the point of Kavana, Baal Tokea has in mind anybody who could possibly hear his shofar blowing. It's up to the people who are the shomim, who are listening to the shofar. They must have kavana to fill the mitzvah shofar. It's fundamentally different than the mitzvah of matzah in that regard.